The pandemic dramatically changed how people across the country, including here in the Phoenix area, use public transit. But passenger numbers have been climbing again recently, and area light rail is in the midst of expansion. Scott Smith oversaw Valley Metro as its CEO beginning in February of 2016 on an interim basis, and he served until this April, when his retirement became official and his successor, Jessica Mefford Miller, took over. Our co-host Steve Goldstein recently spoke with Smith about his tenure with Valley Metro and the current political atmosphere in Arizona, as Smith is also a former Mesa mayor. Smith began by talking about how his support for light rail in Mesa affected how he looked at public transit overall and the impact it has had.
Well, it obviously had a huge impact because I was involved from the start of it. I didn't create the light rail system. I had visionaries who came well before me who really stuck their political necks out to make that happen. But when it came to Mesa, I decided we're going to do the best light rail we possibly can. And no matter how you feel about light rail, there is no way you can deny the impact it's had on the three communities where light rail exists. If you've grown up in this area like I did, you remember that from downtown Mesa through downtown Tempe into Phoenix, the route that light rail took had seen better days. And in the last 30 years, people had left the central city to go out to the suburbs, and we'd created this donut hole. Since the investment in light rail has come in, the whole area has changed immensely. $16 billion of actual investment have been made since light rail came in. And remember, light rail opened in 2008, right at the beginning of the Great Recession. So when you look at Mesa, for example, my city that I was privileged to serve mayor as, it did not issue a single new home building permit in downtown for 30 years. There's over $500 million of residential construction, either finished, under construction, or planned for downtown Mesa. And it's all happened since light rail came through. So I see both from a transportation standpoint, the difference that light rail has made. On a given day, almost 30% of the total public transportation riders in our valley ride the single light rail line. But also from the investment and the change that it's made, whether it be downtown education or business or jobs, or simply bringing people back into the central city and the changes it's made there. I'm a believer because the facts are the facts.
Scott, whether it's based on available funding or how voters think about it, could we be doing more with transportation? Should we be doing more with transportation as a place like this especially continues to grow so rapidly?
Well, it's an interesting question because it's both realistic and logical, but it's also very philosophical and ideological too. What should government do? I think there are things that government should do because they are truly community investments and they don't fit your standard private sector ROI. I always get a little bit frustrated, but find it funny when somebody talks about public transportation and say, well, I'll support it when it makes money. And I said, well, okay, if you're using that logic, let's support parks and let's support streets. Believe it or not, streets don't make money for government. We subsidize all our forms of transportation. But we do it because there are certain things in our society, such as transportation and including public transportation, that are for the combined and uniform benefit of everybody. If we have a good public transportation system, along with good streets, our economy flourishes. People have opportunity. We reduce costs in many areas because people are able to succeed. And I guess I've seen that from the beginning to the end of how just important connectivity is. And that includes for all segments of our society and all parts, and that includes public transportation. And that's something that I think escapes many political conservatives who think that maybe, this is a waste of money, or this is amenity. This is something that's a good. I pay for my car. Why didn't somebody else pay for theirs? Well, it's just something that makes sense, and it does have a true economic and societal opportunity return to it.
How does the transportation balance work in a community like this, which is so car focused? How do you prioritize freeways and roads and buses and light rail into this big conglomeration?
I'm not an either or kind of guy. We need investment in all forms of transportation. And that includes freeways. We need to improve the quality and the efficiency of our streets. And we need strong public transportation. We recognize that metro areas that have the complete menu of transportation are the ones that thrive the most. They're the ones that can handle the economic challenges and the opportunities of a diverse community. And I don't mean simply ethnically or racially diverse. I'm thinking the diversity of Central Phoenix versus Peoria versus Gilbert. Those things are all necessary. It's been real interesting, though, to see recently that some of the biggest requests I've had for expansion of especially bus service has come from conservative legislatures in especially the Northwest and the Southeast Valleys, where we have a transit desert. And they're telling me that that's one of the number one requests they have from their constituents, especially aging constituents who look to public transportation as being their connection when they can't drive a car. So we need all forms of transportation, and that's why we need to continue to invest. The other thing I'd like to point out is, you ask about what government can do. You know, there's a lot of things that people say, can we really track the efficacy of a government investment? And the interesting thing is transportation is the one thing we actually can compute almost an ROI on. And we know, like, for example, the return on investment in light rail, we've spent about $2.5 billion, and there's $16 billion of investment. And even if you say not all of that is related to light rail, a good portion is, and studies have shown that that's not unusual. Anywhere from a 6 to 7 time return on transportation investment of all types is what happens. So I'm a supporter of all forms of transportation.
Scott, last thing for you. You've been in public life for a long time. You were mayor of Mesa. You ran for governor. And you come across to many as a traditional, sort of old-fashioned Republican. Do you think the current partisan divides we have can be solved by politicians and elected leaders? Or if these divides are lessened, if that actually happens, does it have to be at this community level, neighborhood level?
I think people can make a difference where they are. When you talk about common sense, life is common sense. When you look at your own life, it's not really either conservative or liberal. It just is. We do what we need to earn a living, to make a good life for our families, to live in a safe neighborhood with good educational opportunities. And if we focused on that, it seems like, you know, common answers come together, because that at its most base point is what life is about. I don't think people look up every day with their children and say, man, am I going to be a conservative mother or a liberal father? Or how are they going to? They just parent. They just have relationships. And yes, those relationships are certainly affected by how we view life. But at the end of the day, I travel around this world as a mayor and in leadership in the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And I found something very interesting. No matter where I went and what mayors I met with, people were interested in living in a safe neighborhood for their families that had educational and economic opportunities. You boil it down to it, that's what we want in life. And yes, there's different ways to attain that, but those are all available if we will just look at that common good. It's not a secret. We used to be able to do that, especially at the community level, especially at the city and school board level. We used to be able to do that. And now the ideology, with, like I said, basically focuses on who's right as opposed to what's right, seems to have overcome that common discussion. So we do a lot of talking and not a lot of doing.
And that is Scott Smith, who just retired as CEO of Valley Metro in April. He's also the former mayor of Mesa. Scott, good to catch up again. Take care.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. And thanks so much for talking with me over the years. I hope this isn't the last time.